You're listening to All About the House on Lake 88.1. Brian Perkin this morning, along with David Dukevich, who's an entomology technician with the Invasive Species Center in Sault Ste. Marie. And we're going through some of these insects and different woodland creatures that are invasive in nature. David, let's continue on now to a different one on your list. You'd like to speak this morning about the gypsy moth that is gaining a little bit more traction. Heavy brood this year, I guess.
Yes, it is. The gypsy moth is a really interesting, I guess it's a moth and caterpillar, which everyone tends to see. The caterpillar is the one that is causing the most amount of damage, whereas the murder hornet, the adults, were the ones who caused the damage. In the gypsy moth, it was first brought over to New York, actually, by a French scientist. In the 1800s, he was studying how the moth, the biology of the moth and so on, and it accidentally got away from him. And he went back to France and said it was going to be an interesting escape. And so ever since that time, gypsy moth has been slowly creeping its way through New York, through the state, into Canada, and causing damage to oak trees and a couple other trees as well. Right now, we are seeing a lot of caterpillars. So the caterpillar brood this year is actually quite significant. And gypsy moth is really easy to identify because it's a very hairy moth. There's lots of hairs that come off of it. And it is also noted by having four pairs of blue spots on its back, as well as eight pairs of red spots on its back. So it's pretty easy to identify, as well as it tends to eat the centers of leaves. So it almost looks like if you look up at an oak tree and it's been heavily defoliated, you can see it. There's lots of holes in the leaves. It looks almost like cottage cheese, just a very holy leaf.
Right. So with the gypsy moth, David, when we talk about heavy brood this particular year, what kind of cycle does it go in? Like how many years top of season to bottom of brood, I guess you might say?
So this moth has several ways that we've managed it in the past. So usually when there's heavy wet years, there's a entomophage fungus that can go after these moths and really knock it back. It's a fungus species that gets into the gypsy moth, and it tends to just really get a hold and kill a lot of the caterpillars and things like that. However, we've had a dry year last year, so the fungus actually hasn't been sort of suppressed because it doesn't have the proper conditions. But there also is hope right now. So there's a virus called NPV, or nuclear polyporidrosis virus. So that's a tongue twister. but it's a virus that will affect large populations. So what the hope is right now is, since the gypsy moth doesn't follow social distancing guidelines like we have to right now with coronavirus, the gypsy moth will effectively get this virus, and it will knock back the population from being so high. So a really good way to detect whether you have the virus in a gypsy moth population is to look at the caterpillars, and if they look darker, like almost black-looking, and they start to, like, droop off the trees, that's a good indication that the virus is in the population. And we have forest health technicians that do go out throughout Ontario. The forest health technician in your area is Vanessa Chambroni. She's a very, very good technician. And they will look at the area, and they'll assess whether the virus is there and what types of effects that we'll have on the gypsy moth population.
Okay. And the gypsy moth, you mentioned going after some of the larger trees. It goes after broadleaf trees, and does it also affect evergreens?
Usually not. Mostly sticks to broadleaves like oaks, maples, birches, and those types of trees. When you get into caterpillars and moths and stuff like that, they tend to be very host specific. So they'll either go after broadleaf trees or they'll go after conifer trees. There's very, very rare instances where they'll go after both.
Okay. So the 4-10 caterpillar would be a different type of species altogether. That would cause problems in other trees?
So the 4-10 caterpillar strictly goes to broadleaves as well. So its favorite is your maples, but its all-time favorite is poplar. It loves poplar, but it will attack maples as well in heavy years.
Okay. All right. So they all have different appetites, so to speak. Yeah. And favorite foods. Yeah. All right. David Dukevich is who we're talking to, an entomology technician with the Invasive Species Center in Sault Ste. Marie, talking about some of the insects, plants, and animals that are threatening our woodlands, waterways, and wildlife. We'll return with David in just a moment here on All About the House on Lake 88.